Everybody, Andy here again, down on the beach, but a slightly different beach today. I'm actually in Hastings, and I've taken a look along, a walk along the seafront, because a little bit of a buzz of excitement around the town at the moment, because we've actually got a movie being made. Hollywood has come to Hastings. The director, Neil Jordan, who's done films, some very big films, Interview with a Vampire, The Crying Game, Mona Lisa, etc., has come to Hastings partially to film his new film called Byzantium, which is another vampire type film, and it stars people like Gemma Arterton, who I think I can't remember what she was in now, but Sam Riley was in Brighton Rock and things like that. Another person, I've written a name down, it's Saoirse or something Roman, who was one of the female leads in The Lovely Bones recently. And they come, and there's all these trucks, and it's amazing how many people there are around of all these sort of trucks and around parts on the seafront. I know they're filming here for about 10 days apparently, because the other week I was in a particular shop and got talking to someone, and they were actually asking for extras at the local job centre, and they said that they were people they wanted. No one knew what it was all about, whether it was a music video or whatever, but they were paying about £100 a day for 10 days, which suggested to me this must be something that's fairly big. No one knew what it was, and now we know. A couple of weeks later, here we are. So they're filming around the town, not actually filming here at the moment, I think. They've obviously gone off somewhere else, because some of the big vans and that are obviously not there, because the parking spaces are empty at the moment. But it's good to see people like that coming here, you know, big Hollywood film directors like Neil Jordan. Apparently the film is backed by the Irish Film Board, which is quite good, once again, that they're coming over and spending money over in Britain. But hopefully it'll put Hastings on that map. It's on the map for lots of reasons, but as a location for movies and that, I would have thought it was pretty good. Obviously Brighton gets a lot of things made there. I know Eastbourne had the Brighton Rock film filmed partially there as well. But it reminds me also of when I remember seeing other places where things were being filmed. When I was a train driver, I used to go up through London Bridge and Borough Market, which is now being redeveloped. And up around that area, I used to drive up there a lot. And I remember you quite often see films being made and all the big arc lights and everybody wandering about, you know. And as I said, all the amount of people that are involved with making a movie. And one particular time, and you could see that they'd set this place out with snow, artificial snow, and I was able to actually go down and have a look afterwards. And I went down, all this artificial snow was still all around the street, it was still on the windowsills and that type of thing, because it's quite a picturesque little area around there, one of those sort of old-fashioned Victorian sort of market areas, which is thankfully still there, although being decimated by works that are being done at the moment. And it turned out that that particular film was Bridget Jones' Diary. I didn't know that at the time. And when it came out, I thought, hang on a minute, I remember seeing that. I pictured it perfectly. Obviously, it looked completely different when you saw it on the screen, whether it be the big one or one at home, than what it looked when I walked around in the aftermath. But it's an exciting time when something like that happens, especially if you see things being filmed, as I said, with all the lights and that as well. So we'll have to wait and see how much is done here, how much of Hastings will end up on the editing room floor, or how much will end up actually on the big screen itself. But as I said, it just sends a little bit of a buzz of excitement, gives some people a bit of work, I suppose, as well. And we'll see what comes out. But I still don't understand this fascination with vampires. Obviously, Neil Jordan did the Interview with a Vampire. I think that was about 10, 15 years ago. And now he's doing another one. You know, I blame Buffy, you know, because I think a lot of this sort of fascination started when that Buffy the Vampire Slayer programme was on. Not that I ever used to watch it, but the amount of vampire things. I saw a comment earlier on, someone on a site I was looking at doing a bit of research for this, someone said, do we really need another vampire movie? I suppose it depends on whether you like them or not. I'm not a fan, but at least they come to Hastings to film a bit. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Continue my walk along the sandy beach. Goodbye.